It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Julianne Welby. A portfolio manager at the New York State Public Employee Fund steered investments worth billions of dollars to favored financial firms in exchange for lavish bribes that included cocaine, prostitutes, and ski trips. That's according to U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, who unsealed charges today against three people in connection with the alleged crimes. Maybe the most stunning thing about the alleged scheme is how strongly it echoes with another scandal with the pension fund exactly a decade ago, another pay-to-play situation which ended up sending a top elected official to jail. Well, let's talk about both the scandals now with WNYC's Ilya Marritz. He's here. Hi there, Ilya.
Hello.
First, you can give us some details, I hope, about the allegations that were shared today.
Yeah. So three people have been indicted by a grand jury, one state employee and two people who worked for private investment companies. Let's talk first about that public employee. His name is Navneet Kang. And for about 2 years, starting in early 2014, Kang was director of fixed income and portfolio strategy at the state pension fund, basically responsible for more than $53 billion in fixed income investments. That basically means bonds. It's a huge pot of money to look after. And U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara says Navneet Kang found ways to get rich off of it.
This was an age-old and classic tale of quid pro quo corruption. What was the alleged quid? More than $100,000 in bribes for Kang.
So the quid was those alleged bribes that Kang accepted. The quo was that Kang was in this position to make big decisions about who could manage huge amounts of public pension money. And the people who allegedly wanted to manage that money were the ones who paid the bribes, Deborah Kelly and Greg Schoenhorn. They are bond salespeople at two different financial firms, and they were also indicted.
So, Ilya, what was the role of these bond salespeople?
So what the indictment says is that Kelly and Schoenhorn showered Kang with gifts, including drugs and prostitutes, as you mentioned, expensive watches, tickets to popular events like the U.S. Open and a Paul McCartney concert. And in return, Kang gave their firms, got their firms authorized to manage public money. The indictment doesn't mention the firms by name, but we confirmed they are Stern, AG, and FTN Financial. And within a few years, these firms went from managing zero public money to managing billions of dollars and collecting big fees to do so. We're talking fees around $1 million a month, according to the indictment. So big money.
What were the exact charges and who was harmed?
The charges include securities fraud, conspiracy to obstruct justice, obstruction of justice, but I think the underlying wrong here is this. Employees at the state pension fund have a fiduciary duty. The decisions they make should be guided by what's best for the pension fund and for the retired public employees who depend on it, not by their own personal enrichment. And what the indictment says is that these firms did, in fact, charge higher fees. Navneet Kang signed a certification that he would do the best thing for the retirees in his role as a custodian. And these were rules that were put in place precisely because of a pay-to-play scandal at the pension fund that came to light a decade ago in 2006.
Right. Well, remind us, what happened in that scandal?
So the top dog at the state retirement fund is the state comptroller. At the time, it was Alan Hevesy, who had a reputation as a good government kind of guy. But the state attorney general uncovered evidence that Hevesy and one of his top political allies, Hank Morris, had been taking gifts to steer investments to certain firms. Exact same dynamic as in this case. But the money was a lot bigger. Morris collected something like $30 million. In the end, Hevesy and Morris both went to jail, and the state attorney general really raised his profile. Today, he is Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Mm-hmm. Weren't there rules, though, Ilya, that were put in place to prevent a similar pay-to-play situation from happening again?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this was a huge scandal at the time. There was this new code of ethics that Kang had signed on to. There's also a new inspector general for the pension fund. But it seems like any time you entrust public servants with huge pots of money, there is always this risk that they will find a way to enrich themselves. CalPERS out in California had a similar thing earlier this year. The Empire Center publishes state employees' pay, and I looked this up this afternoon. Navneet Kang was making $164,000 a year, which would make him a very high earner, but not as high of an earner as he probably could be managing money on Wall Street. By the way, Kang's lawyer declined to comment, and so did Schoenhorn's. Current state comptroller Tom DiNapoli put out a statement saying he is outraged by the alleged behavior, and he thanked the U.S. attorney for exposing it.
I bet that we'll be hearing a lot more questions about how this could happen again in the days ahead.
Oh, I think so. Tons of questions.
Thanks a lot, Ilya.
You're welcome.
That's WNYC's Ilya Marritz.